Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we will be continuing our discussion about recruiting and hiring veterinarians in a challenging job market. Hello, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
So, Stacy, we will be transitioning from talking about recruiting veterinarians to discussing how to hire veterinarians. Is that the case?
Yes, that's right.
Now, can you review the difference between the two again?
Yes, certainly. So, recruiting veterinarians pertains to everything that an employer does before the offer of employment is made. As we've been discussing, the offer is the moment of truth when it comes to recruiting. If the candidate accepts the offer, then the employer has successfully recruited them and can begin the hiring process. However, if the candidate turns down the offer or just ghosts on the offer, which does happen, then the employer has not been successful.
It sounds like a pretty clear-cut line of distinction.
Well, it is clear-cut, and it's all about results. You can't fake recruiting well as an organization because the candidates are the ones who ultimately determine your rate of success.
Stacy, do some people think that recruiting and hiring are essentially the same thing?
Well, unfortunately, yes, and that can be a problematic way of thinking.
Why is that?
Well, because there are multiple steps involved with each, and effort must be put into each of those steps for a new employee to join an organization. This is especially the case in a candidate-driven market like the one we are experiencing, and it is also especially the case in a profession like the veterinary profession because there is currently a shortage of veterinarians. A candidate can drop out of the process at any point, and that includes during both the recruiting and hiring process, and actually that is one of the two things that I would like to discuss today.
What two things are those?
Well, first, I want to backtrack just a bit and talk about the importance of letting the recruiter make the offer of employment if you are working with a recruiter or search consultant. And second, I want to discuss the phenomenon of ghosting, specifically why it happens and the impact it has on organizations that are trying to hire veterinarians.
So why is it important for employers to let a recruiter or search consultant make the offer of employment to a candidate?
Well, multiple reasons actually, and I'll touch on them one at a time. First, it is a matter of professionalism. The recruiter or search consultant has developed a relationship with the job candidate through the recruiting process. They have provided guidance, answered questions, and advocated on behalf of the candidate. By allowing the recruiter or search consultant to make the offer of employment, it demonstrates that the employer respects the role that the recruiter has played in the process. And second, it helps to maintain objectivity. The recruiter has almost no emotional attachment to the specific job candidate or the employer. They're focused solely on finding the best candidate for the job. By letting the recruiter or search consultant make the offer, it ensures that the decision to hire the candidate is based on objective criteria rather than emotional attachments. And third, it can help prevent misunderstandings. The recruiter has been communicating with the candidate throughout the entire process. They have a clear understanding of the candidate's expectations, salary requirements, and start date availability. By letting the recruiter make the offer, it helps to ensure that all of these details are accurately communicated to the candidate, and this can prevent misunderstandings and potential conflicts down the line.
Stacy, does this also help to streamline the whole process and make it go more quickly?
Yes, it can. So by letting the recruiter take the lead, the employer can streamline the process and ensure that it moves forward efficiently and effectively. The recruiter can help guide the candidate through the process, answer any questions they might have, and negotiate on the employer's behalf to reach an agreement that works for both parties. And the fourth reason to let the recruiter make the offer is that it can help to improve the candidate candidate experience. The recruiting process can be stressful and time-consuming for candidates. By letting the recruiter make the offer, it shows that the employer values the candidate's time and efforts. It also allows a candidate to have a single point of contact throughout the process, which can help reduce confusion and anxiety.
And of all of these reasons, theoretically, will help convince the candidate accept the offer?
Yes, it can, because the recruiter's role is to bring the two parties together and get both sides to the point of a win-win. I can tell you from my experience, it's more than theoretical. One of the largest recruiting firms did a study and found out the candidate was more likely to accept the offer when the recruiter who found the candidate made the offer.
Are there other reasons why the recruiter should make the offer of employment to the candidate at the end of the recruiting process?
Yes, there are a couple more. So first, it helps the employer to maintain a positive relationship with not only the candidate, but also the recruiter. When you're working with a recruiter or search consultant, they're the one who has been building a relationship with the candidate throughout the process. By letting them make the offer, you're showing respect for that relationship and acknowledging the value that the recruiter or search consultant has brought to the process. This also can help maintain a positive relationship with the candidate and ensure that they feel valued and respected. And second, when an employer lets their recruiter or search consultant make the offer of employment, they're demonstrating that they trust the recruiter's judgment and expertise. This can help build a stronger working relationship between the employer and the recruiter, and can also help ensure that the recruiter continues to present high-quality candidates for the employer's open position.
Stacy, I know that we've discussed ghosting in terms of the recruiting process, specifically when candidates don't show up for things like a phone screen or even a face-to-face interview, or they might even ghost on the offer itself. But are you saying that sometimes they don't show up for their first day of work?
Yes, that's right. Not only do they not show up, but they also do not always let the organization know in advance that they're not showing up. So then it's a major surprise to the people who thought this person was going to be one of their new coworkers.
Stacy, why do people do this after they've already accepted an offer?
Well, good question, Caleb. There are multiple reasons, some of which we have discussed before on previous podcast episodes, but one of the most common reasons is that the candidate has accepted an offer with another employer, and they did so after accepting the first offer. While this can be frustrating for the employer who made the initial offer, it is important to recognize that candidates are often juggling multiple job opportunities, especially right now in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. And then another common reason is that they accepted a counter offer from their current employer, which has been happening in the animal health industry and veterinary profession with more frequency during the past few years. In addition, it could be anxiety or fear of the unknown. Starting a new job can be a daunting experience, particularly in a field as demanding as veterinary medicine. A job candidate may accept an offer of employment and then experience anxiety or fear about the challenges they will face in their new role. This can lead them to ghost rather than face their fears head on.
Could they just change their mind, not because of another offer or counteroffer, or even because they're afraid?
Well, yes, that does happen, although it's less common. This could be due to a variety of factors, such as a sudden realization that the job is not a good fit for their skills or interests, or a change in their personal circumstances. And since life can be unpredictable, unexpected personal circumstances can arise that force the candidate to change their plans. This can include a sudden illness, family emergency, or other unforeseen event that makes it impossible for the candidate to show up for their first day of work. But it's the final reason that I want to focus on, since it deals with the recruiting process and its effect on whether or not the candidate ultimately accepts the offer.
What reason is that?
Well, poor communication and or lack of follow-up by the employer. If a candidate accepts an offer of employment but then hears nothing from the employer until their first day of work, they may feel disengaged or unimportant to the organization. This can lead them to ghost rather than confront the situation.
And this is the reason that is firmly within the control of the employer.
Yes. Or at the very least, the employer can influence the outcome to a large degree, mainly because the employer is the one that controls the flow of information, the volume of information, and the frequency of the communication.
What can employers do to combat this? How can they make sure that someone won't just ghost them after they've already accepted an offer of employment?
Well, there are multiple things they can do, some of which we'll be discussing more in depth during a future podcast episode. It is important to note that there is no one-size-fits-all answer to why an animal health or veterinarian job candidate may ghost after accepting an offer of employment. Each situation is unique and requires careful consideration of the individual circumstances. However, there are multiple steps that employers can take to reduce the risk of ghosting and improve their chances of retaining top talent. One of them is something that we've covered before, and that's providing a competitive offer in the first place. Make sure that your offer is competitive and includes attractive compensation and benefits packages. This will reduce the likelihood of the candidate accepting an offer from another organization or a counteroffer from their current employer. And second, strive to establish a strong relationship with the candidate from the outset. Regular communication, follow-up, and feedback can help build trust and rapport and reduce the likelihood of ghosting. And third, be clear about expectations and make sure the candidate understands their job responsibilities and the expectations for their performance. This will help ensure that they are a good fit for the position and reduce the risk of ghosting due to anxiety or fear of the unknown. And then finally, provide a supportive onboarding experience, which is also something that we'll talk about during a future podcast episode. Make sure your onboarding process is supportive and welcoming, providing hires with the resource and guidance they need to be successful in their new role.
Well, Stacy, we are just about out of time. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up today's podcast episode?
Yes, I want to reiterate that engagement during the recruiting process is one of the keys to not only successfully recruiting veterinarians and other veterinary staff or animal health professionals, but also successfully hiring them. When candidates feel valued and appreciated, they are more likely to consider the opportunity and view it as a desirable option. In addition, engaged candidates are more likely to recommend the employer to other potential candidates, which can expand the talent pool. Not only that, but candidates who have a positive recruitment experience are also more likely to view the company positively and speak highly of it, even if they do not receive a job offer. On the other hand, poor experiences can lead to negative reviews on job boards, social media platforms, and other review sites. Protecting your organization's reputation is crucial in attracting future candidates and retaining the current members of your team. So, what an organization does during the recruiting process and how it treats candidates is not just about the job it's currently trying to fill. It's also about future jobs and future opportunities to land top talent. Recruiting and hiring veterinarians is a constant process, and employers must have the big picture in mind so they can do both consistently well. If they don't, they're making their objective even more difficult than it already is.
Well, Stacy, thank you so much for joining us today and for all of this great information about recruiting and hiring veterinarians.
Caleb, it's been my pleasure. I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.